Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It's another edition of the Sports Overnight America show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am Jeff Rich, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, where
it's been a little while since we've seen a football game here. We had the tortilla-looking Cardinals on a really awesome field out in Glendale, Arizona, taking on the Seattle team. And Cardinals undefeated no longer. We're going to talk football tonight. And when I say we, I have Alec Lucero, our football correspondent, riding alongside tonight, pulling co-hosting duty. So welcome in, Alec. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So the week that was, the week ahead in both the NFL and the college football game and all football show coming your way, folks. So I don't know. I didn't pay attention to much on Monday. It feels like when they play two games, neither of them are special, especially on the eve of the Major League Baseball playoffs starting up, which doesn't do, everything, do the same thing for everyone. But I got a dog in the fight this year, and, I at least was excited going into the wild card series, and, it is what it is. So, but football, I kind of had a sour taste in my mouth on Monday morning, to be honest with you, Alec. A 40-40 tie where Green Bay could have, and Matt LaFleur could have taken some chances, but they kicked a field goal to tie the game, which just tells me that these, this 10-minute overtime and both teams get the ball. I get the spirit of it, but I don't feel that it's working because it just seems to be two possessions, and then you have a situation like you had on Sunday night where you have this nationwide audience tuned in for this Packers-Cowboys game, which was back and forth, and it was an incredible game, and it ends without a winner or a loser.
Yeah, I'm not for that either. I think there needs to be a winner. I don't know why we don't go the college football route if these are supposed to be professionals. If they're the professionals that would make college football the amateurs, and if the amateurs can play out for a winner, then I think the professionals should be able to do that. I don't understand why they wouldn't adopt that rule.
All right, we're up against it. We'll be back with more from Week 4 in the NFL. He is Alec Lucero. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. In 11-1, select models only.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh, yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Couponing. Wow, you didn't strike me as the coupon type.
Just trying to stay ahead of inflation. Gas, groceries, everything. It's all more expensive. I need to save wherever I can.
Have you tried Upside yet?
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that I use that pays cash back for every gallon of gas I buy. You've got to buy gas to get around anyway. Might as well get paid for it.
Come on, does that really add up to anything?
I've already made around $200. The extra cash helped pay down my bills, and I even had a little extra left to treat.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Sports Overnight America show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hope you're having a great week. I'm Jeff Rich in Phoenix. Joining me from across town here, I have Alec Lucero with me. And Alec, we had games on Thursday. We had games before, you know, virtually before sunrise. I realize it's not that way for everybody, but the further west you live, the darker than it was when the Steelers and the Vikings kicked off in Dublin. And the Minnesota Vikings are kind of, in a way, the Europe Vikings this year as they played in Dublin last week. They're going to play in London. I believe they're playing at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. You and I are just getting acquainted right now, but if I'm not mistaken, we're casual soccer fans at best, which is to say that I don't watch much of it at all.
Yeah, I know Ronaldo and Messi, but that's about it.
Okay, and I couldn't name a player on the Phoenix Rising, but I did get to a game last spring. I had some friends that actually went on Saturday night, and they told me that they got there like 20 minutes into the game, and there was already, you know, the Phoenix team was already down 3, and then they played to a 3-3 tie, which was a little foreshadowing when I heard this story on Sunday afternoon. You know, we gathered for the Browns games at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to keep that up, because the interest has to be waning at this point. And I'll start with my game. We'll talk a little bit about the Browns. We'll talk a little bit about the Colts here, so we can kind of pontificate on our own interest here. I mean, you know the story with the Browns. Haven't had a quarterback in forever. Baker Mayfield was the closest thing that they had, and they cut ties with him, and they really downgraded with Deshaun Watson, which, you know, we've beaten that dead horse on this show for the last 3.5 years. But now they've, you know, they were going to go with a quarterback in the draft. They kind of stayed back. And, I mean, I think they got two really good defensive players in Mason Graham and Carson Schwarzenegger. However, Dylan Gabriel in the third round, if Dylan Gabriel was your long-term plan at quarterback, it makes me feel like the Browns kind of punted on 2025 with that move. They were going to play Kenny Pickett, and then they were able to sign Joe Flacco, and then Kenny Pickett gets hurt in the preseason, and you end up with You know, you end up with Joe Flacco and two rookies behind him. You move on from Kenny Pickett before you really even see him play. I don't think that he's going to do much to revive his career. Where did he land? With the Rams? Is he even on their active roster?
Oh, I don't even know where Kenny Pickett's at right now. I don't understand why they don't go on to the new guy. You got to at least try one of these young guys out there. You can't get any worse than 47% and two interceptions, like 184 yards. I mean, you got to give this defense a chance to win the game. This is the same with Njoku. They should think about moving off of Njoku and all these older guys and start the rebuild and fully rebuild this team. Let Harold Fannin get some playing time. Let Quinshon Judkins, Dylan Sampson, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, whoever it's going to be, get some playing time, because it's not working out.
Well, the problem that I'm running into with this argument, Alec, is that they have zero. They have decent guards in Teller and Betonio. Ethan Posick was solid in Seattle, and he's in his second year there in Cleveland. But without those tackles, I mean, you know, and DeJuan Jones was not the primary plan at right tackle. You're without Jack Conklin. Feels like a week-to-week situation with him. I think that you have to get your offensive line healthy, and I'm not throwing Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders to the Wolves against the Vikings in London, nor am I having either one of them make their debut in Pittsburgh in a week and a half or so. So I think that they've got to stay the course. They got to let Flacco hand the ball off and let Judkins and, like you said, Sampson and Jerome Ford put the work in. But the shame of it all is their defense, despite allowing, and there's been special teams touchdowns, there's been defensive touchdowns that they've allowed. Your defense is playing really well until the fourth quarters when they're running ragged, because despite the fact that the time of possession, and there's really a skewed time of possession from Sunday's game in Detroit, because Cleveland had like an 8-minute drive in the first quarter and they looked outstanding offensively with the scripted beginning of the game. But that tells me that Kevin Stefanski is good in concept, but when it comes to making in-game adjustments, this team is being outcoached and outclassed in virtually every way, shape, and form. So I'm not. I can't say that I'm thrilled, but I can't say that I had higher expectations. I expected them to be 0-4 at this point, and that's what I thought the breaking point would be with Joe Flacco, because he didn't win the game against the Green Bay Packers. Their special teams and their defense won that game. Their defense should have won the game against the Cincinnati Bengals in week one. Baltimore was a blowout, and Detroit was a blowout, and I kind of expect equal results. So enough on the Browns. They're 1-3. They should be, you could argue they could be 2-2. You could argue that they could be 0-4. However, I think the Colts are a more relevant topic. That's your, that's a team that you have feelings for, to say the least. And, why don't you take me through week four with the Colts and the Rams?
Yeah, it was a tough loss. You have the fumble in the back of the end zone, the turnover on downs. That's tough, but you got to get over it. It was a great catch by Adonai Mitchell. He holds on to that ball. It's one of the best catches of the year, all season long. Also the holding. So I mean, he's got to get out of his own head. That's the biggest problem there. But to lose by 7 with those two big mistakes, where we could have, that's 14 points right there. We win by a touchdown. If both of, and those are two completely different points in the game, and so they don't affect each other in any way. So that's 14 points that we got called back. The Daniel Jones, he's playing great. I think the deep ball is the problem for him. He underthrows our receivers a lot. It's real bad. Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, that's the only problem with him. But other than that, I don't know how. I guess Anthony Richardson's done now. I don't know what they do with him, because Daniel Jones looks like the guy to me as a Colts fan.
I think he looks like the guy as somebody that doesn't really care one way or another about the Colts, to be honest with you. I think that And I'm not going to put it on Dable in New York. I think that just sometimes the change of scenery, maybe some lower expectations, because you're not coming in as, I can't remember, was he a top 10 pick?
First round pick, but I think he was picked like fourth or something like that.
Yeah, so I think that the, you know, change of scenery expectations go away, and that could be the same story that Baker Mayfield is dealing with. I mean, he was kind of expectations were high. He played hurt. The team thought they could do better. He wasn't Stefanski or Barry's guy. He was taken by John Dorsey with Hugh Jackson as the coach of that team. And I think that, you know, you could see something similar with Daniel Jones, and that would, that would put the Colts in a really good situation if they don't have to invest in another quarterback. Even if you're going to cut ties with Anthony Richardson, and the same thing could happen to Richardson down the road as well.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm worried about. I'm afraid he could be a big time player in the NFL if he develops and he gets into the right system. Oh my gosh, man, I'm afraid of what's going to happen because he's a freak of nature when it comes to athleticism. All he has to do is just stay on the field. That's it.
Yeah. Real quick, we got about 10 seconds left here. Caleb Williams wins in Las Vegas. Not just the Bears a win. How do you think he's coming along here?
I think he's not the prospect everybody made him out to be. I think Drake May is better than him. You could ask anybody around me. I agree with Drake.
Let me stop you right there. We got to take a quick break. On the other side, more NFL with Al Cusero, and maybe we'll delve into it on Saturday. This is the Sports Byline Podcast.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America, football edition. We're kind of splitting the difference between week four and week five in the NFL. You talked a little bit about Drake May last segment. I wanted to point out that, yeah, you know what, they were playing like the NFL equivalent of, like, you know, Charlotte or College of Charleston.
Whoa. They beat the Falcons.
The Carolina Panthers did. They did, but they've taken their lumps. And they made a valiant comeback against the Arizona Cardinals as well. So what do you make of the Patriots boat racing Carolina?
Great game. I know the defense played well. I didn't watch too much of the game. But if you look at the box score, 82% from your quarterback, 157 QBR, two touchdowns, 203 passing. That's great. Like, you're not asking too much out of your young guy. You're getting the veteran Stephon Diggs, 6 catches, 101 yards. You're getting him out there. You're getting him touches. The same with Hunter Henry. So I think they're a little bit ahead in their rebuild. I don't think that they're a true playoff contender or Super Bowl contender or anything like that. But I think they're headed in the right direction for sure.
How about that late game between Kansas City and Baltimore? Ravens fall to 1-3. I think they're better than a 1-3 team. They're just kind of victims of their own schedule. But you know, on the other hand, you could say, well, that one win is against the hapless Cleveland Browns. Chiefs at 2-2. Do you think they have their act together?
I think they're going to start rolling now. Worthy looked good. Worthy will look real good. So I think once he starts getting flowing and he gets that chemistry with Patrick Mahomes, I think that could help him a lot. Baltimore, I don't know what they're going to do if Lamar's out. That's the big problem. Cooper Rush isn't the answer, and they have a roster to win now. All these guys are old. They're going to get older, obviously, and Father Time's undefeated. So,
is there anybody out there that they could even trade for? Is there a backup that fits a little bit better than Cooper Rush?
James Winston, maybe. But Russell Wilson, you could bring Russell Wilson in. Kirk Cousins, maybe. You could just bring in a guy just to bridge a couple games, because I don't know when Lamar's set to come back. I know he's doubtful right now for the next game. He hasn't been fully ruled out, but I assume he won't play the next game either. So it just depends on how long he's out for. That's the real big question.
All right, and then let's talk a little bit about what we've got coming up. You know, just on Thursday, we've got the Rams and San Francisco. I assume you got a pretty good look at the Rams last week.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game. I think the Rams are going to put it to them. This is where the Rams take the division. I was really high on the Cardinals winning the division this year, but I don't know. The Rams look real good. Matthew Stafford's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. They got one of the best, probably a top. You could argue Puka Nacua is a top five receiver. He knows how to get open. He was torching Xavier Howard. Granted, it's Xavier Howard. He had me raging all Sunday night, all Sunday morning. It was crazy.
All right, and what else we got this coming week? Dallas and the Jets. I wonder if the Jets are going to fall to 0-5 this week. Dallas, I mean, they looked the part against against the Green Bay Packers, but I see some holes in the Green Bay Packers, you know, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. You know, Jordan Love's got a couple seasons under his belt at this point. I'm wondering if they could do it for their home fans. I think Dallas is vulnerable, but I think that the Jets are still going to have a hard time.
Yeah, I got the Cowboys big on this one. I don't know how you lose to the Miami Dolphins. I watched the week one game against the Colts, and it was real bad.
All right. Then on Sunday night, we've got the aforementioned New England Patriots taking on Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo is good as I think that they are, because I thought Baltimore was good, and I thought that they were, Buffalo and Baltimore were on the same plane. But I think that, I think there's something a little bit special. I think that Buffalo has done all they can and still have come up short. It's time for them to make the leap this year.
Yeah, this has to be the year for them, especially with Lamar's injury. They got to go. And the way the Chiefs started, they look like the best team in the NFL. Defensively, they're good. They got a great quarterback, a great leader. That's the biggest thing. This game's going to be slow-paced. It's going to be a back – I wouldn't say back and forth, but I don't expect it being a high-scoring game.
All right. And then Monday Night Football, we've got Kansas City at Jacksonville. I think it's Jacksonville's first time hosting Monday Night Football since, like, 2009.
Yeah. This is a good. This should be a good game. Jacksonville's looked good the past couple of weeks. Liam Cohen has been playing real well. You got to get Brian Thomas Jr. going somehow. That's the big factor there. I don't know if they're running too high on him all the time and they're double teaming him a lot and it's hard to get him targets. But it's a similar situation to Marvin Harrison. You got to get that guy more involved. He needs the ball in his hands because he's so dynamic with the ball.
All right, and then let's look to the Saturday game. What are your thoughts from last weekend in college football? I thought that we had some outstanding games. I watched that, was it Wake Forest, Georgia Tech? I thought that was, you know, that we were on upset alert there, and Georgia Tech pulled that one out in the end.
Yeah, this, I don't care. Like a lot of people, this might be a bold take, but I think this might be one of the best college football seasons that there is. You got teams that are going to lose two games, probably making the playoffs. You got Alabama beating Georgia. They lost to Florida State. The Oregon-Penn State game was a thriller all the way to Oregon was up big. Penn State fights back. You got Iowa State, Arizona. You had big games all weekend. I don't know how people do things on Saturday.
Yeah, it was especially challenging for me. I'm a later in life college student that I didn't have that much to do, and kept saying, "All right, well, I'm just gonna watch the 9 a.m. games. Oh, I'm just gonna watch the 12:30 games. Oh, well, I can't miss this game. I had baseball going on. In fact, Saturday and Sunday were largely baseball games for me. It was kind of a split on Saturday afternoon, but Sunday, I go over to my pal's house. I watch the Browns game. I come home and." I've learned over the last year or two not to let the Browns affect my Sunday or ruin my weekend or anything like that. But I'll tell you what, college football, how fun was Friday night? He had all three games come down to the last score of the game.
Yeah, this season, that's what I'm saying. This season's crazy. ASU fought back. They were down 17, I'm pretty sure. Virginia looks like a real good team. But that makes you think how good is NC State. Houston was losing majority of that game. I was watching that game. I kind of started to watch it less. It was less impact for me. I thought Houston would run away with it, but Oregon State's a sleeper team. They got some pretty good guys. They got a Malik Murphy at quarterback, former Texas quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, you have some these games, man. Ohio State, Washington was good for majority of the game. When he got to the second half, they started to extend the lead a lot more. But the first half was real competitive. Ole Miss, LSU was great. Texas A&M, Auburn was great. Indiana, Iowa was great. You have ranked top 10 teams hosting, not even just going to these places, hosting teams that have one, two losses and they're struggling.
What I like about the new Big Ten is that USC had to go to Champaign and take on the Illini. And, these were evenly ranked teams if you look at the rankings. But for Illinois to really dominate that game, let it go in the end, and then, come back to kick the field goal to win that game, that's the biggest win for Illinois probably since they beat Ohio State in 2007. I mean, that's how long this program has been starved for something, to have nice things, so to speak. Those SEC games, I mean, I'm watching Tennessee, Mississippi State on one TV. I've got Georgia, Alabama, which I thought was competitive for the majority of the game. And I've got this undercard of Texas A&M and Auburn. And, Auburn has played a lot of teams very close this year. And, Yeah, they just couldn't get it done in the end. West Virginia is terrible. You know, West Virginia is kind of like the equivalent to me of what the Cincinnati Bengals have been since they got away with it in Cleveland.
They got 70 new guys or something like that. They got like 70 new guys on the roster.
So Rich Rodriguez leading the charge there. You have to believe that he'll bring this program back.
Yeah, that's the hope. That's the hope. As a West Virginia Mountaineer fan, that's what we're hoping for. We want to get back to relevance. I think about the Tavon Austin days, the Geno Smith, Pat White. Oh man, the glory days. Now we're out here struggling, getting beat by 40. Lost to Ohio. We lost to a MAC team. Tough.
Yeah, and then LSU gets upset by Ole Miss. You weren't very high on Ole Miss when Tulane beat them. Where are you at with them now?
They look really good. To me, it depends on who they play at quarterback. In my opinion, Shane Bliss has won the job. I mean, there's no way you can bench him and put Austin Simmons back out there. Simmons is great. You got to sit him. There's just no way. This team looks – you beat LSU. And the thing is how good really is LSU? Clemson doesn't look like they're that good, right?
That's right.
Florida doesn't look like they're that good, right?
Correct.
Those are their two wins that everybody's ranking them based off. So, and they've only won those games by 7 and 10 points.
You know what I was impressed with? I was impressed with what Florida was able to do with Miami, and the elements played a big part there. Hey, let's pause this conversation real quick. We're going to say hello to everybody listening on the AFN. We appreciate your service. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Ugh, my phone bill has gotten so expensive.
You know, if you join Cricket Nation, you can get 4 lines for $25 a month each.
I can get 4 lines for me and my family?
Or for you and your chosen family.
What about my double date night duos?
The whole table for 4.
How about my 2-on-2 basketball crew?
Add them to the team!
Or my rescue cats!
I mean, sure, but...
Or my barbershop quartet!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Have they been here this whole time? You have a lot of hobbies.
Welcome to Cricket Nation!
Discount varies per line. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for more details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Sports Overnight America show. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. We have not even scratched the surface with everything that we've got to get into in this tight one-hour window that we have to talk about the NFL and what we've got going on in college football as well. So let's look ahead to what we've got on the gridiron here in what is this? This is going to be week 6 of the college football season, with 0 being the first week. We do have conference matchups. We've got a Thursday night game in the Conference USA, which is a shadow of what it used to be. We've got a pretty full slate of games on Friday. West Virginia and BYU, I don't know that that moves the needle, because West Virginia is in pretty bad shape at the moment. You watch kind of everything. So between Western Kentucky and Delaware, I'm going to dismiss that one because you've got an FCS Delaware team. Charlotte and South Florida. South Florida
Delaware,
kind
Delaware's
of...
Delaware's in the FBS now. They beat a couple FBS teams this year as well.
It's the...
Western
it's
Kentucky looks good.
Yeah, I got to see them last year at, I believe that it was at New Mexico State. That was the weekend that I went, or that was a Saturday that we went to Kennesaw State at UTEP, and then left at halftime and drove over to Aggieland there in Las Cruces. So, all right, so you're giving Delaware a little bit more credit than I am. Do you think they could pull off this upset?
I agree with you. I don't think they pull off the upset. They are the favorites, so they're -2.5-point favorites.
Western but Kentucky's they're playing on their home field.
Explosive. That's the thing with Western Kentucky. They're always gonna always sling the ball. I agree. I'm gonna take Western Kentucky here, but I wouldn't be surprised if Delaware was in the game.
Okay. What did South Florida lose to? They beat Florida. They beat Boise State, and then they lost to a pretty tough opponent. And they said unranked here in week 6.
Yeah, they're in my rankings. I'm taking South Florida in this one. Charlotte doesn't look too, they don't look too good. South Florida, they've looked dominant against the teams that they should dominate, and they've been competitive. They've beaten two great teams, the same team that we're propping up the LSU win for, one of them anyway. And they beat a ranked Boise State team coming into the season that was a playoff team last year. Boise State, I don't believe, have lost a game since. South Florida looks like a true contender. The American is a sneaky good conference.
Okay. I'll buy into that. New Mexico at San Jose State. That's going to probably get your most TV exposure, even though it's a late game on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, I think this is the one to watch. I would watch. I'm going to watch this one over West Virginia and BYU. I am a New Mexico native. So I'll be rooting for the Lobos, but the 1-3 record for San Jose it's not too telling, because once the Mountain West play hits, then these teams start playing each other. A lot of these, all four of those games were out of conference, so we'll see how good San Jose State will be in conference this year.
I think this is a gut check season for Sean Lewis at San Diego State. I'm glossing past BYU, West Virginia. I don't think that game is going to be very competitive. But Colorado State visits San Diego State. My glimpse of San Diego State was they played one of the worst football games I've ever had to sit through against Northern Illinois and DeKalb, Illinois, where they kicked a walk-off field goal to win 6-3, and it was as ugly as the final score would indicate. So you have Sean Lewis, who Deion Sanders brought in as his as his offensive coordinator, and they I got to see glimpses of them on the CW against Washington State a few weeks ago, but I can't really say I connected with that program.
Yeah, this one's going to be real close to that common opponent in Washington State. This should be a big game, but Fowler Nicolosi got benched last week. That could be a big factor. I don't know who's playing quarterback for them now. San Diego State did get that big win over Hawaii. I'm pretty high on Hawaii. They're a pretty solid team. This one's a tough one for me. I'm going to take San Diego State.
Okay. Illinois, they've got Purdue in West Lafayette. Purdue plays pretty well at home, but they are still Purdue. I think that Illinois has got their, like I said, the best team that they've had in a long time. I don't expect that game to be very competitive. Wisconsin visits the Big House and number 20 Michigan. Have they got their offense together? And are we still playing without the head coach there in Michigan?
I don't know if they're still playing right now, if he's going to be there for this game or not, but I think they more time to develop with Bryce Underwood. Every week it's going to be a better week. Wisconsin, their defense is pretty solid. This game's going to be a boring game, by other people's accounts. Defensive Big Ten football, maybe a 20-13 game, a 20-10 game, something like that. I got Michigan in this one.
All right. Cincinnati hung on against Kansas. Iowa State still ranked in the top 15. Where are you going with this one?
This is a true test for Iowa State. They're going to be playing in Cincinnati, so it's going to be a true test. Cincinnati is not a team you should sleep on. They got a good quarterback in Brendan Sorsby. He can sling it. I was watching that Kansas game, and he can throw it. Kansas is a solid team as well. This is going to be a true test for Iowa State. I mean, they've answered the call all season long. In my opinion, they're not the 14th best team in the nation. But you keep winning. There's nothing anybody can say.
All right. How does Georgia bounce back at home against Kentucky? Are we going to pity the Wildcats at the end of this one?
Yeah. This year is probably the best year, or one of the more competitive years for the SEC. There's no true dominant team, in my opinion. Vanderbilt looks like they could even win the conference, and that's crazy to say. You wouldn't say that 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So, Kentucky, I think they're probably the bottom of this conference this year, which is not a bad thing to say. It's similar to Florida. These teams are, if Florida played in the Big 12, they'd win the Big 12. If Florida, it's similar to. To Kentucky, if Kentucky played in the ACC, they'd be super competitive in the ACC.
All right. Speaking of the state of Kentucky, over on the west end of the state, you've got Louisville hosting Virginia. Is Virginia being set up for a big letdown after their big win on Friday night?
This could be a tough match. Yeah, this could be a tough matchup, similar to a trap game. Louisville, they're looking to get ranked. They're undefeated. They're not getting the love they feel they deserve. I think Virginia is better than them. The hype might get them to lose this game, but Virginia hit the portal hard this year. They got a lot of solid transfers, so I'm still going to take Virginia on the road.
All right, and then Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is not flying under the radar this year. You and I have talked about Diego Pavia and his he's from Albuquerque?
Yeah, he's from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
All right, so what do we think of Vanderbilt's chances in Tuscaloosa?
I think there's a huge chance here. I don't know how they got to know something I don't. A minus 10.5 point favorite is ridiculous. This Alabama team struggled with the Florida State team with a similar style quarterback that's going to run it. He's gonna throw it at the last second. He's not scared to take the shots. Vanderbilt's offensive line solid this year. Their defensive line solid this year. They're better than solid. They're great this year. Vanderbilt looks like a true contender in the SEC, in my opinion. They're getting disrespected heavily in this game.
All right. If Oregon was the shot, UCLA has got to be the chaser. I think this is a good opportunity for Penn State to take out their frustrations from a week ago, going out to the West Coast and taking on a very dysfunctional UCLA program.
That's what you hope, but a lot of the time with the play calling that James Franklin, he doesn't open it up too much, and it seems like they're struggling with these teams when it's just a defensive domination and they're just running the ball and then they're controlling the clock, things like that with the play calling. I could see it being it should be a big win for them. Traveling across the U.S. after hosting and a loss, I don't know how guys are feeling after playing such a tough game. But if right. UCLA, they don't look too good this year. So,
okay, so Boise State is unranked. Notre Dame, after wins against Arkansas and Purdue, they stay at number 21 in the country. I would think that looking at this matchup in a vacuum, that Boise State versus Notre Dame should be a ranked Boise State team against an unranked Notre Dame team.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I don't think Boise State should be ranked if South Florida's not ranked. They've beaten nobody all year. They've played Air Force, App State, and East Washington.
It's true.
So, I really think I watched the South Florida and Boise State game, and South Florida, they're physical. Notre Dame's physical. CJ Carr is a really good quarterback. For a freshman, he's playing his butt off, and I really think that they're gonna give it to Boise State.
Okay, I still don't think Notre Dame has the resume. They should have been ranked when they were 0-2. They shouldn't have been ranked based on a win against Purdue, and Arkansas doesn't really move the needle with me at all.
Well, but Arkansas
all right,
played Ole Miss close, see, so that's the thing. It's like, how good is I think Arkansas is better than what their record entails. And they won in Arkansas.
Okay.
Dominated. And they didn't just win.
Then you've got the very high payroll Texas Tech team visiting Houston. I think Houston is almost—it's almost like they lost in Corvallis, even though they pulled it out in the end. I think this could actually be a competitive game, even though Texas Tech is loaded with talent.
Yeah, I think it'll be competitive for the first half. Once they start rotating guys are tired, guys are getting hurt, they're getting banged up. Texas Tech's going to have that depth, and they're going to open it up in the second half.
All right. Mississippi State at Texas A&M is intriguing. Minnesota at Ohio State is intriguing, but due to constraints of time here, I've got to get to Miami at Florida State. Is the winner of this game going to win the ACC?
I think it's a true test for Miami. Miami, if they dominate this game or they win convincingly like they have been all season, then I really think that they'll win the ACC. But if it's a close game or a struggle to win this game, even though it's a rivalry game, Georgia Tech, Florida State will have their chance. There's going to be a couple teams that have their chance in the ACC, Louisville, depending on how NC State finishes the season, things like that. So it really depends.
And what do you think of the Oregon quarterback as a front runner for the Heisman at the moment?
I think I don't see why not. I think he should be one of the top prospects for the NFL draft as well. He's the offensive coordinator there over at Oregon. He's got to be doing something. He's making these guys. He's turning all these transfer quarterbacks into NFL guys. Dylan Gabriel wasn't an NFL guy at Oklahoma, and he even admitted that himself. And Bo Nix wasn't an NFL guy, and now Dante Moore wasn't an NFL guy at UCLA either. So Dante Moore sat one season, and now he looks really good. Oregon looks really good. They're my number two team in the nation.
Yeah, I think that we could have a very compelling Big Ten championship if Ohio State does cross the finish line without stumbling up particularly. I agree with that. I think that Carson Beck is my favorite for football pick. All right, we got to stop right now. Get some commercials coming your way. This is Sports Over America.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for staying up with us. Reminder that the show the Sports Overnight America show airs live at 10 p.m. Pacific time. You usually catch me on Mondays and Tuesdays and then on Saturday mornings. I want to ask you, Alec, what do you think is the biggest story going in college football this season?
It's got to be the parity. And how these teams are just beating each other and the rankings and all that stuff. It's got to be a lot more than just the play, in my opinion.
You know, Deshaun Foster kicked it off, but, you know, we're seeing the hot seat burning very early in the season. That being said, I think by far the biggest story, and it's been a couple years brewing, it would be the success of the sudden success of the Indiana Hoosiers football program. They've got a week off here, so they're not going to make a lot of headlines this coming week. They've got to go to Autzen, and I think that's going to be a big challenge. But I think that any team, you know, any decent team can beat you know, the top teams on any given Saturday. And that one's going to be a CBS feature, 12:30 Pacific time out in Oregon. And I think that we're going to see what this Indiana program is truly made of.
I agree. I think this is going to be a good game. It showed in the Iowa game that Indiana struggled with those tough defenses. So I wouldn't say struggles with the tough defenses, but Oregon's defense is great. They're not going to lack the talent that Iowa does. They're going to have the offensive firepower. This is where we're going to find out if Indiana is a true contender in the Big Ten this season or not.
All right. Two games I want to ask you about, Texas and Florida. You know, Florida's shown some glimpses, but, you know, they've had some letdowns too.
I wouldn't be surprised if Florida got a win here. Their defense is really good. Texas' offense has struggled all season. I don't care about the Sam Houston State game. Florida's offense is bad. Texas's defense is good. It's going to be a low-scoring game, in my opinion, a very defensive battle. Texas is going to have to jump out early, and they're going to have to show that they're the better team right away, because if they don't, if they let Florida stay in the team, there's a good chance that they're going to lose.
All right. I've been really high on Miami this year, but Florida State, I think, is going to be angry after what happened to them in Charlottesville last Friday night. All right. That's all the time we've got. Thank you so much to Alec Lucero for joining me this hour. My name is Jeff Rich. This has been Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned. More sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Podcast.